Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Unscripted sucks! What's going on, and welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. Sorry I missed last week. I was busy studying for some academic extracurriculars. Hey, Donnie's school book's coming in hot there. So, you know, like I said, I'm furthering my education. You know, I'm furthering my education, so I was studying for some stuff. But, you know, the important part is that we're back now. We are back this week. And let's get right into it, because I have muchos storiosos to tellos, okay? Mad stuff to talk about, okay? So the first thing I really want to get into is so let me start from the top, right? I've really been flirting with getting the, I've really been flirting with getting a puppy as of recently, right? And I know I did all that bitching and complaining about all these barking dogs and all this other shit, but you know what? I want a puppy, all right? I want a fucking puppy. So I've been looking on, you know, looking online, you know, looking to adopt and do other, you know, stuff, whatever. So I've been flirting with getting this puppy for a little while now, and I finally found one that I wanted to go adopt and, you know, meet and hopefully adopt. Right, that was the plan. So she was an 8 month old box bull, half boxer, half pit bull. So I go over to the this is last weekend. I go over to the adoption center, and you know, I'm like, yo, I'm here for the dog's name was Hermosa, which is like a trash name. which is a trash name for a dog. So I was like, you know what, I'm definitely gonna like rename this dog if and when I get it. I'm definitely gonna rename it. So I go over to the adoption center. I'm like, yo, like I'm here for Hermosa. Like, what's going on? And then they're like, all right, cool. Like, you know, here's the dog. So I spent like a good like 45 minutes like meeting and greeting this dog. Right, I got to take her for a walk and everything. She was super cute, super like energetic and stuff. She was 8 months old, but she was kind of like they were telling me that she's immature for her age because like she didn't have like the fucking like one-on-one mommy time or some shit. I don't know. So like, and I could tell that she did have puppy tendencies, or because she was kind of like not biting me a lot, but she was kind of like she kept putting her teeth on me and shit. So and like it was that, and then like she kept jumping up. But I was like, you know what, I'm definitely willing to work with this dog because I got nothing but time. So I guess I got to take her for a walk and do all the other stuff. She was telling me all about her. And I was like, apparently this dog was like hard to adopt because like people came in wanting a more polished dog and, you know, a more rounded dog, I guess. And not a puppy that or a dog that they would have to, you know, work with and, you know, fucking train or whatever. So she's like, she's gassing me up and everything. She's like, you know what? Out of all the people who came in here in the last, you know, X amount of weeks, I feel like you're like the best fit for this dog, and you could really like, you know, I think this dog is gonna be like is definitely a good fit for you. So I was like, all right, cool. She's like, would you like to fill out an application now and, you know, like get this process started? I said, absolutely. So even before walking into this building, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna tell these people that I own and I live in a house and I own the house because the apartment complex that I live in has a restricted dog breed list, and on the restricted dog breed list, pit bull terrier. Even though this dog is a mix, pit bull terrier is on the list. So I knew that if I told them, yeah, I live in an apartment, they're gonna be like, all right, like let's see the list. And I would have showed them the list. They'd be like, we can't give you this dog. So I was gonna lie off rip. That was my plan, right? So I told them that. Even Saturday, I go in there. I was like, yeah, you know, I live in a house, I own a house, whatever. So before I even got to fill out the application, the woman that runs the center was like, yo, If you like deploy, or if you go to a city where pit bull terriers are like, you know, banned, what's your plan? Like, what are you going to do? And I was like, you know what, lady, that's a very good question. And I don't have an answer for you right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to collect all the information that I can to answer your questions. And I'm going to come back in here tomorrow morning, same time tomorrow morning when you guys open up. And I'm going to give you this information. I'm going to get this puppy. And she said, all right, cool. So I left after about being there for about an hour. So I left and I did the research, asked some questions, got the information I needed. I go back the next day on Sunday. And I was like, you know what? At this point, I'm hyped because I'm like, I'm really about to get this fucking puppy, right? I'm really about to get this puppy. So I'm hyped. I'm going over there. I'm hyped up. So I go in there and she was one of the women was like, yo, like, did you figure out like what the fuck you needed, Reverend? I was like, yeah, yeah. She's like, all right, cool. You're gonna have to take that up with the owner of the adoption center. And I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So I go in there and I go up to the desk and she's like, did you figure out like X, Y, and Z? And she was like, yeah, yeah. I was like, no, there's this nonprofit nonprofit organization that basically, you know, like, I would make a post about like, you know, I'm deploying, I need somebody to board my dog for X amount of months. And she was like, yeah, I know. She's like, that's good and everything, but that's not definite because basically like it's not guaranteed that somebody's gonna pick up your request and blah blah. So right when she said that, I'm thinking in my head, like, yo, you fucking knew that yesterday and you still asked me, like, you didn't even give me that as an option and you knew that. You could have told me that yesterday, but she didn't. So that was weird vibe number one, right? And then I was like, all right, yeah, like whatever, lady, like whatever. You're not wrong, but whatever. I was like, here's my plan B, here's my plan C. And she kept asking me. She was like, if you deploy, what are you gonna do? If you deploy, like, she kept like harping on this whole if you move, if you deploy, if you leave, if you do this, if you do that, if you breathe, if you cough, if you sneeze. And I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, does this lady want from me? Like, she kept asking me mad questions about like fucking like stupid shit. And I'm thinking in my head, like, yo, does everybody else who ever adopted a dog have to go through just these 101 questions? This is getting a little like crazy, right? So it got to the point where I just kind of just let her talk, and I was just like, uh-huh, yeah, nah, yeah, for sure, like, definitely, whatever. Anyways, so so she gets over, like, I get past these fucking 101 questions about if I even look at the dog, what's my plan, right? And she's like, okay, yeah, you can fill out an application. I was like, all right, cool. So the other lady gives me the paperwork. I go over and I fill out the application and I write my friend's address on the paper, and I give it to him. I give it back to the lady who gave me the paper, and she takes my application and she goes, all right, everything looks perfect. Excuse me. She's like, everything looks perfect. The only thing I need to see now is she's holding my driver's license as she's saying this. She's like, the only thing I need to see now is an additional document with this Las Vegas address on it, because your driver's license is a Maryland address. So I was like, yeah, like, that, yeah, that's, because that's like, you know, at this point, when she said that, it kind of like it threw me off. So I was like, yeah, nah, like that, because that's my Maryland ID, and like I said something stupid. I don't remember what the fuck I said, but she was like, yeah, I just need to see like another document with this Las Vegas address that you wrote on the application. I just need to see like if you have like an Amazon order or like a gas bill or an electric bill or something like that. And I was like, shit. And because the thing is, it's not, I don't fucking live there. I wrote my friend's address, and I told my friend I told her I was like, yo, like, if they ask me for an address, I'm writing your house address down. She was like, I don't give a fuck, right? So at this point, I'm panicking. I'm like, yo, there's no way. I don't have anything with this. I didn't know that they were gonna ask me for additional fucking, you know, information. I didn't know this was the fucking Federal Bureau of Investigations, right? So I was like, she's like, you don't have an Amazon order? You don't have like a gas bill or anything? And I was like, so wait, how long have you lived at this address? And I was like, I wrote there for fucking 8 months. So now I'm looking mad sketch, bro. I'm looking mad sketch, like trying to like, you know, finagle my way out of this predicament. And So I was like, I can go like bring something. I can go like get something from the house. You know, like a bill or whatever, then like and bring it back if that's like if that works for you. And she was like, okay, well, if you just want to take a moment to like go look in your car or like whatever, then like take all the time you need. But she was like, when you come back in, you have to fill out the bottom of this paper. So I was like, all right, cool. So at this point, I'm fucking panicking. Okay. I'm panicking, right? So I go out to my car and I call my friend. And I was like, yo, I FaceTime her because this is fucking urgent. And she doesn't answer the fucking goddamn FaceTime, of course. So then I text her and I was like, yo, send me a screenshot of your Amazon account. And then she doesn't text back. So I was in my car for this point for about like two and a half minutes, right? I'm in my car for like two and a half minutes. I need to go back in this building because now I'm just looking like insanely fucking shady, right? I'm looking mad shady. I have to go back in because I can't just be like, you know, I have to go back in and say something. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to go back in this building and I'm going to say something, right? So I fucking leave my car. And I don't have anything. I still don't have the fucking document that she wants, but I need to go back in there and show my face again, right? So 2.5 minutes later, I go back in the building, and as soon as I walk into this fucking building, some other lady. So now it's like a team of ladies just fucking teaming up with me, right? And this other lady is like fucking. She's like, Dante, this is the person that I have living at this address, and she shows me her phone, and it says, "and my friend's fiance." Who I'm also like friends with, whatever. But his name is on some type of fucking like record pull up fucking CIA bullshit, right? And she's like, "Yo, this is the person who I've lived at this address." And I was like, "Yeah, at this point, I need to say literally anything to get out of this lie. I've lied myself into such a fucking cobweb that it's insane, right? So now I'm lying to get out of multiple other lies, right? So I was like, what I said to her, I was like, "Yeah, I don't live there now." I don't live there now, but I definitely plan on moving there in the next, like, you know, couple, like, you know, near future or whatever. And she was like, okay, that's fine. She was mad cool, actually, right? So she was like, in that case, I would need, you know, confirmation from him. I need you to call him or whatever, and I need confirmation from him that you're allowed to have a pet because technically he's your landlord. So I was like, so at this point I was going to be like, I didn't know how I was going to fucking react to that, but I didn't even have time to react to that because the lady who runs the whole fucking adoption center, she overhears this little mini back and forth, and she starts fucking going ballistic. Bro, so she hears this and she pulls me over and she's like, not physically, but she was like, hey, come here. And I was like, what's up? She's like, wait, you literally just stood over there, like, you just stood over there, stood over here 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes ago, and told me that you own the house. And at this point, she's kind of, like, raising her voice, so I walk over, I'm, like, face-to-face, because I don't want to fucking yelling. And she's like, you just stood here and told me to my face that you own the house, not even 10 minutes ago. And I was like, and she's like, right, you said that, right? You said that. Right, I'm not making it up. You said that, right? And I was like, at this point, she's just trying to be like, yeah, tell me that you lied to me. I want you to tell me that you fucking lied to me. And I was like, yeah, no, I definitely said that. I definitely said that. And then she's like, she starts fucking just going, oh, tearing me. I'm getting torched, bro, in front of this whole fucking, like, in front of the whole, like, front fucking office, whatever, personnel bullshit. And she's like, you stood here and lied to me. I no longer trust you. You've broken my trust. You have the audacity to come in here and lie, and fucking, if I tell you that the sky is blue, but it's really nighttime out, that doesn't mean this. And start saying weird shit. And I'm like, yo, like, at this point, I'm just like, dude, like, I gotta get to. At this point, I just want to get my license and fucking leave. Like, this is crazy. And yo, she just starts. She goes on and on and on and on. This is a good like 3 to 4 minutes of her just fucking ripping me apart. And it got to the point where I had no defense. I was just like, I just started agreeing with her. I was just like, yeah, nah, totally, yeah, I definitely understand for sure. Like, yeah, nah, nah, yeah, for sure, nah, definitely, totally agree. And she's just going in, bro. And then I was like, and then she was done, and I really didn't know what to say when she was fucking done. So I was like, yeah, well, I guess I can, you know, go, you know, figure some stuff out, and then maybe I'll, like, come back, and we can, like, you know, like, reattack this or some shit. I said something like that. And then she was like, she said something like, yeah, well, like, you know, even if you come back, you're still going to have to, like, you're still going to have to go through, like, this, that, and the third, because you no longer have our trust because you were dishonest and blah, blah, blah. At that point, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get this fucking woman started again. So I just turned around and walked out. And at that point, I was like, you know what? I can never go back in this place again. I sat in my car for, I'm not even kidding, I sat in my car for like 30 minutes just being like, yo, what the fuck just happened? It was so crazy. Like, and the reason that I lied, I thought about going back in there and being like, yo, like, I'm sorry for lying. You know, I didn't mean to like maliciously lie and like whatever. Number one, so I have a few takeaways from this fucking, so you might be thinking, oh, Dante, why would you go in there and lie? Why would you go in there? Why wouldn't you tell them the truth and blah, da, 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 da? Well, I'm glad you asked, because let me fucking tell you, okay? Number one, I didn't lie maliciously to, you know, like, whatever. Like, I wasn't trying to be, like, a fucking crook. I knew that if I told... So the thing is about this restricted breed fucking list, right, and for this apartment complex, is mad people here. I've seen mad pit bulls and, like, mad aggressive dog breeds. And, like, you know, I've seen, like, German Shepherds, pit bulls, Dobermans. I've seen a fucking Cane Castro walking down the sidewalk the other day. Like, yo, there's mad, huge, big, aggressive dogs here. So I was just like, yo, like, they don't enforce the rules. I can literally have a pit bull if I wanted to, because mad other people have pit bulls. Literally Sunday morning when I went there, I literally walked down my stairs, looked in the dog park, and there was a pit bull looking right at me. So the reason that I didn't want to tell them that, like, hey, like, you know, I live in an apartment complex with a pit bull restriction. But everybody has one. Everybody has one. They're gonna be like, yo, we're not gonna give it to you. We don't give a shit that everybody's breaking the rules. We can't give you this dog. That was number one. And then the second takeaway I had is, if this dog, like, I'm not saying that they should have just fucking bypassed. They have their own set of rules, right? But also work with me a little bit, you know. If you have a fucking dog who's obviously been in this adoption center for like mad long, it's hard to adopt. And I come in here, I'm lying to get this dog, okay? I'm literally telling you false information, lying about my home address to get this dog. Yo, like. This is your chance, okay? This is your fucking chance. But mad other people told me that they were like, yo, I think that they just become attached to these dogs after a certain amount of time. They don't want to fucking give them up. And that kind of makes sense, because I'm not saying that was the case, but I could see it making sense, because number one, I don't even think I stood a chance the second I walked in there on day two. Day one, some other woman who wasn't even like there on the next day was helping me out, and she was like mad cool. She was super fucking cool. I felt good leaving there on Saturday. I go back in there on Sunday, and they're like trying to give me this fucking goddamn dog, you know. And I was getting like mad, like mom vibes from the fucking owner chick, okay? Like, she was giving me vibe, you know, like when you would get in trouble, you know, when like you would get in trouble as a kid and like your mom would be like, all right, look, sweetheart, like you lied to me. And I'm very disappointed in you because you were dishonest with me. And now I can never trust you ever again and for the rest of your fucking life because you're a lying piece of shit. Like, that's like the vibe I was getting from like this woman. Like, she was like sunning me. She literally sunned me in front of the whole fucking adoption center. So, but then again, I did lie. I lied. Okay. So that was my fucking that was my weekend last weekend. So not only was I studying, I was also Saturday. I was honestly just depressed. I was just depressed because I saw my whole last weekend going extremely differently than it did. I honestly thought I was gonna get that dog on Saturday. I literally went in there. I was like, I'm gonna like get this dog. It's gonna be like fire. I'm gonna get a puppy. I'm gonna be like hashtag dog dad. You know, and. That didn't work. So, and then Sunday I was all fucking hyped up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get this fucking dog and nobody, I'm going to be on top of the world. But you know what? I walked out there extremely fucking like just fucking, I took a huge loss. You know, I got, not only was I a little bit sad, I also got like just fucking killed in front of the entire fucking adoption center. So, So that was my dog story, and now I still don't have a puppy. And it works, so it's just me. So the next story I wanted to tell, okay, was about the fucking. So I told, I think it was the last episode where I told the story about how I had this catastrophic fucking hair accident, right? A few weeks ago, and I haven't had any. There hasn't really been any fallout, like at work wise or like whatever the fuck or anything, right? No, I probably shouldn't tell this story, but I'm gonna tell it anyway because this is my show. It's my fucking show. All right. But I'm gonna tell the story. Okay. So I was in the the commissary, which is for those of you who don't know what a commissary is. Read a book. No, I'm kidding. A commissary is basically a grocery store. It is a grocery store. Excuse me. On a military base. So I'm in the commissary a couple weeks ago, and I'm at self checkout, I'm scanning my shit. I went in there for literally. I was in the commissary for like 10 minutes. I wanted to get like three things. I wanted to get like trash bags and like fucking avocados or some shit. All right. So I'm in there, I'm in the self-checkout, and somebody walks up to me and taps me, and I look over, and I was like, I had no idea who this person was, and he taps me, and he's like, hey, Sergeant, and he looks at my fucking, like, name tape, and he's like, Tragazer. He's like, Tragazer, okay, yeah, and he said his name. I ain't gonna say his name, I'm not gonna bust him out like that, but, you know who the fuck you are. Anyways, so I was like, yeah, Sergeant Tragazer. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm so-and-so. And he was a, he had three more stripes than me. So he had some rank on me. And he had some pull, okay? And I'm trying to be, like, as tactful as I can by telling the story. He was a senior master sergeant, first sergeant. I'll just say it. He was a senior master sergeant, first sergeant. So not only did he have more stripes, he also had a diamond. And this probably makes sense. This probably doesn't make any sense to people who have no idea, like, or aren't familiar with military ranks. But he outranked me by a lot. Okay. And he's like, yeah, I'm so and so, and he's like, yeah, nice to meet you. He's like dapping me up, giving me like fist bumps and elbow bumps and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this guy doing, right? And so he's like, do you have any idea like why I'm coming to talk to you? And I was like, I look at his name and I look at his rank. I'm like, I definitely don't know who this person is. I don't know. We never were stationed together anywhere. I don't know who the fuck this person is. So I was like, no, I have no idea. Like, why you're, I have no idea. And he's like, I'm coming over to come over here to talk to you. This is the middle of fucking self-checkout. He stopped scanning his groceries so he could come and talk to me about whatever the fuck he was going to say. And he's like, I'm coming over to talk to you about your hair. And I was like, okay. And he's like, how long have you had your hair like that? And I was like, for about two and a half weeks. And he was like, has anybody said anything to you about it yet? And I was like, nope, literally nobody. You're the first person. And he said something. I briefly explained it without going into detail. I briefly explained to him like how this was not intentional. This was basically like, you know, it was an accident, but I'm rocking this shit now, you know? So he's like, look. He's like, do me a favor, okay? So I'm not gonna lie. He came to me. He was meddling, but he didn't say anything to me that was like disrespectful that I was gonna like clap back on, right? So he's like, look, do me a favor. He's like, shoot me an email tomorrow morning when you get in. If you think that you're in regs, if your hair is in regs, then let me know. And if not, then like, you know, like whatever. He's like, yo, just send me an email tomorrow. Look over the AFI. The AFI is the Air Force instruction. So basically what he's saying is check the Air Force instruction is basically like a big ass like document that says like you can do this and you can't do this, right? And he's referring to like the dress and appearance AFI, which says like you can dress like this and you can't dress like this, you can do your hair like this, you et cetera, et cetera. Hair, nails, fucking everything, makeup, all that shit. So I was like, okay, yeah. I'll definitely send you the email tomorrow. Because I knew what the AFI said, and I knew I was going to flame his ass, right? So I even told him, I took out my phone and I said, you know what? I'll set myself a reminder so I don't forget. And I took out my phone and I put the reminder in when you're standing right there. I was like, what's your name? And I looked at his name tape and I copied it letter for letter. And I said, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll send you an email tomorrow as soon as I get in. And he went back to his little fucking self-checkout thing. And I was like, all right, cool. I got done with my groceries. And I walked past him. I said, I'll be in contact with you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And he said, okay, cool. You too. So now, the next day is here. And I'm like, honestly, you know, like that, this interaction didn't even ruin my Thursday. I was like, I was chill. I was like, you know what? This dude really just like, I feel like he thought that like, maybe he didn't know that I wasn't an airman and I was just going to be like, oh, I was going to give him the whole yes sir thing. Anyways, I was chill. I was chill, right? I was chill. So let me tell you what I said to him. So I said to him, I addressed him, his name. I'm not going to say his name. Once again, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to get in too much trouble. I said, per AFI 36-29-3, dress and personal appearance, 3.1.1. And this is I literally copied and pasted this out of the AFI. All right. So I said, senior master sergeant so-and-so. Per AFI 36-29-3, dress and personal appearance, 3.1.1. If applied, dyes, tints, bleaches, and frostings must result in natural hair colors. Examples of natural hair colors are brown, blonde, brunette, natural red, black, or gray. All airmen are authorized to wear hair in a natural hair color regardless of their natural born hair color. Prohibited hair color examples are burgundy, purple, orange, fluorescent, or neon colors. The bleach / dye that is applied to my hair results in natural hair color. Results in natural hair color, blonde. Excuse me. Therefore, I am within regulations of AFI 36-29-03. Thank you and have a great Air Force day. And with that, I also attached the AFI. So if he thought I was capping on email, you could look it up himself. So then I was like, you know what? I at that point, I'm like, you know what? My hands are fucking washed. I can go on about my day. But I knew he was going to fucking email me back. So he emails me back and he says, Staff Sergeant Tragesser, thank you for getting back to me. I would encourage you to communicate with your commander on whether your dyeing is acceptable, especially being two different colors. Many commanders would not accept that. Your hair could be looked at as not presenting a professional military image, which is also covered in paragraph 3.1. Again, thank you for getting back to me. And I'm not going to lie to you. His email was littered with spelling and grammar errors, but we're not gonna address that. So I emailed him back one more time. At this point, we're getting chipper with each other, and this is not something that you want to do. You don't want to be going back and forth with there's only so much stuff that you want to say back. And basically, we're arguing via email now, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not gonna lay down for this dude, but I'm also not gonna let him, you know, think he can walk all over me, right? So I emailed him back one more time, and I'm like, yo, this is the last time I'm going to email this dude, and if he responds to this email, I'm just going to call him and be like, look, like, if you want to continue this conversation, then we can, you know, this is my building number, this is my room number, you can come over, and we can, you know, settle this, respectfully. So I said, I addressed him again, I said, I guess I'm a little confused. At this point, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of pissed at this point, so I had some tone in this email, okay? So I said, I guess I'm a little confused as to what you mean by especially being two different colors. In paragraph 3.1.1, it states, if applied, dyes, tints, bleaches, and frostings, which I put in bold letters, frostings, must result in natural hair colors. By definition, hair frosting involves bleaching individual strands of hair while leaving adjacent strands untouched, resulting in two different hair colors. I'll be sure to communicate with my commander on whether or not my hair coloring is acceptable, as a professional military image can, as a professional military image can sometimes be subjective. Wait, what the fuck did I say? Okay, I said, I'll be sure to communicate with my commander on whether or not my hair color is acceptable, as a professional military image can sometimes be subjective. In the interim, thank you for your time. And after I sent that, I was like, I sent it to a friend, and I was like, yo, this is, like, what's going on right now. And he was like, yo, like, you probably shouldn't have put the interim, thank you for your time. Because that's basically saying, in the interim, it's like, I'm gonna do all this stuff, but until then, fuck off. So, so that was a little dicey, but at that point, I already sent the email, I was like, whatever happens, happens at this point, like. And then he eventually emailed me back, and he said, oh, I don't have his fucking reply. He basically threw the towel, and he was just like, oh, I was talking about this, but like, whatever. And the thing is, the reason why I'm telling the story is because this is just a prime example of this, you know, like, I think it's an example of, you can't really let people who have rank on you, no matter what job you're in, whether it's the military, whether you work a corporate job or whatever the fuck, yeah, you can't just let people talk to you however the fuck, however way they want to. And I remember telling somebody this about a year or so ago, is that you can't let people talk to you the way that, which however the fuck they want, no matter what their rank is, because if you let them do it one time, they're gonna keep fucking doing it to you. All right. So you can't just let people just talk to you however they want, because they're gonna keep doing it to you. But that doesn't mean, like, yeah, when somebody says, you know, whatever to you, that doesn't mean fucking go off the deep end and be like, shut the fuck up. That just means that what I'm trying to say is that people with rank and, you know, like, and positions of power, just because that they say something to you doesn't mean that it's right. This dude was over here trying to tell me that he didn't think I was in regs, and I was in regs. I was clearly fucking in regs per the fucking AFI. All right. So if you ever said unscripted didn't motivate you, or speak the truth, here's your fucking episode. Okay. But nah, I mean, like, I don't know. It kind of bothered me that, like, you have to really be a certain type of way to, like, yeah, we were in the middle of, like, self-checkout in the middle of a grocery store. And he stopped, the fact that he stopped scanning his stuff to come over to me and try to be like, oh, your fucking hair is I didn't like that, you know? So that's what happened. That's been the fallout of my hair so far. And I honestly though I remember saying on the last episode, I was like, you know what, I'm actually starting to, like, it's not that bad, and, like, whatever, like, it's like, I could like it or whatever the fuck. I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to really like it. I still can't believe it happened to me. I still can't believe this fucking happened to me, but it's also like, it's kind of fire. Cause me personally, yo, like, not to make this whole fucking episode about, like, fucking, you know, like, military shit and whatever, and, like, people talking shit, but, like, me personally, I don't like to. The way that I see things, the way I operate, is like, you have to be, in order for me to call somebody out, like, on the spot, be like, yo, like, in the middle of a fucking grocery store, you have to be so far out of fucking regs for me to, for, you have to be so far out of regs. What am I trying to say here? You have to be so far out of regs for me to, like, literally go up to you and be like, yo. Like, you have to literally be walking in with, like, blue hair, and I'll be like, and then, like, even then, I still might not even say anything, because I would like to think that you know that you're out of regs, and maybe you had, like, maybe, I don't fucking know. But I'm just saying that, like, you would have to have, like, blue fucking Super Saiyan hair or some shit for me to be like, yo, you know you're out of regs, right? And even then, I wouldn't do it in the middle of fucking self-checkout. I would wait until it was just, like, you and I, and it was just, like, it wouldn't be, like, in front of this whole fucking thing, you know? And even if some, and you also learn that, like, you also learn after a certain amount of years in the Air Force that, like, you're in the military even, is that, like, there's some things that are out of regs that everybody does, and it's just kind of like an unspoken language of like, yo, this is out of regs, but everybody fucking does it. Not that my hair is one of those things, but it's one of those things where it's like nobody's gonna call you out for it. You know, it's like for instance, you're not supposed to have your hands, you're not supposed to walk around or like stand with your hands in your pockets. The only time you're supposed to have your hands in your pockets when you're in uniform is when you're taking something or out of your pockets or putting something in. But the amount of like conversations that you have like in the office or like in a parking lot or wherever, or what have you, where somebody's standing there with their hands in their pockets, the other person that you're talking to isn't gonna be like, take your hands out of your pockets. And now if you do that in front of like if you do that in front of like your commander or your fucking, you know, your chain of command, obviously you're bugging. They're gonna be like, yo, you're wilding. Take your hands out of your pockets. But other people coworkers and et cetera, they're like, it's that type of thing where it's like, yo, we all do it. So nobody's gonna be like, yo, take your hands out of your pockets. It's that type of shit, you know? I don't know if I'm making sense here, but it's like I'm saying what I'm trying to say is there are certain people who have certain types of personalities that just think that they fucking know everything, and they're gonna take every opportunity to fucking try and be right. And this didn't play out. This didn't play out the way that this person thought it was gonna play out. And if you're a first sergeant, I think you should fucking know what the regulation was before you even walked up to me. And then don't tell me to check myself. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna come up to me, you should tell me like, oh, the reg clearly states this. You're out of regs. Don't be like, oh, well, go check and see. And then tell me, yeah, I don't even know you, bro. I don't even fucking know you. Kim's calling me. I should answer this. Hello?
Hello?
What's up?
I need you to entertain me. I'm driving back from Lake Tahoe and I'm sleepy.
Uh-oh. You're actually on the show right now.
What do you mean?
I'm recording the episode of Unscripted right now. You're on the show.
Oh snap! Hello, Unscripted audience.
Yo, you can be on the rest of the show.
Oh gosh.
How much longer is your drive?
Like 2 hours.
I got about 20 minutes. And then I'll finish the episode and then I'll call you back. But give me 20 minutes of your time. Give me 1 second.
Oh gosh.
Let me pause this and I'll talk to you. All right. Well, that didn't work. I couldn't get Kim on the show. But I'll Kim, come on the show. Come on the show, Kim. We'll have to get Kim on here another time. She's an interesting one. She is. I forgot what the fuck I was even talking about. I actually just talked to Kim for like a good like 30 minutes off of. I just paused this and just talked to her for like more than 30 minutes actually. Anyways, I don't even know where I was at. But anyways, it is Monday. It's Sunday here, but it's your Monday. So how? Now that I'm done talking about whatever this fucking hair thing and the dog thing, how was your weekend? Because my weekend, I honestly been a piece of shit all day again. And I think, yeah, literally the last time I was on here, I was talking about this, I did the same thing. Dude, I've been laying around. Sundays, I've been enjoying my Sundays, honestly. Like honestly, bro. Nah, dude. Like, yo, my son. I've been spending Sundays the exact way that I've been wanting to spend Sundays, and that is doing absolutely nothing, and then just having no agenda, doing nothing, and just laying around and just eating food and just drinking drinks. Like, dude, I love that about Sundays. So, because it's like not that I have like crazy like work day, like, you know, like work weeks and. You know, like, whatever. It's just that, like, I like to be super disciplined, like, during, like, the week. Saturday is, like, you know, let's, like, have some fun. And then, like, Sunday, let's just, like, fucking, like, chill. And I love that I've been just crushing Sundays. So, I haven't, like, if I don't leave my apartment on a Sunday, dude, I did it right. And I have not walked outside yet today, and it's 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday right now, and I haven't done literally fucking anything. I was actually gonna go look at a dog yesterday, but I didn't. She was a shepherd mix, but then I was like, you know what? Let me just chill. I feel like, you know, two weeks in a row trying to do this whole dog thing. That's probably not I should probably take a little, because yeah, that was exhaustive. But I don't know. I'll definitely have to reattack the puppy thing. Soon. What else is there? I'm starting to plan out my summer. I'm starting to plan out the summer. Here at, you know, coming to the end of May, and I'm gonna be traveling a lot. Like, traveling a lot. July and August is just gonna be like super fucking huge, dude. Like, I got a bachelor party to go to in July, so I'm gonna be back home, going back to Baltimore in the middle of July. So that's gonna be fun. And then I'm gonna come back, and then I'm probably gonna go out, maybe take a trip out to Mexico for the birthday. I think me and Richie are gonna go out there and fucking shut it down. At least that's what we were talking about. And I've never been to Mexico before, so I think that if we end up going to Mexico, I honestly have no idea what to expect. I know that, like, almost everybody I know has been to Mexico, and I don't know a lick of. Well, no, that's a lie. I know Spanish, okay? I know Spanish. Me duele el estómago. See? I've actually been learning this fucking, I've actually been learning German. And I'm actually on Duolingo, and I've actually been crushing it. So, maybe that just calls for a trip to, Deutschland. You know? Give me the old Pfizer there. I've been to Germany twice, actually. Shout out Ricky Scallion. You know, we went over there to Germany, 2000, like, I think it was like 14, if, no, it wasn't 14, 15, it was way after that. We went to Germany 17, was it 16, 17 or 17, 18? I want to say it was 16, 17. We went over there to Pukkelpop in Belgium, which is, dude, Pukkelpop. Any vacation that you take, like, in Europe, dude, it was just fucking nuts. And Pukkelpop is a music festival. That's the reason we went over there. But we obviously did other stuff. We went on this massive hike, bro. I don't know if I've ever told this story on this fucking podcast before, but we went on this massive hike. Called Trolltunga. It was in Norway. I believe it was in Oda, Norway. And this was my first time ever going hiking, and I didn't really know, nor did I really ask. I didn't really know, like, what to bring, like, what to wear, like, whatever. So I did the whole hike Nike joggers, Nike free runs, and like a hoodie. And like a t-shirt, and that was it. And I had like sunglasses and like a headband. So we had like snacks and shit. But like, I didn't have any. Yo, this hike was so fucking massive, dude. Like, let me look it up real quick. I have all like the stats on my fucking, on my Instagram. So this hike that we did in Oda, Norway was, it was 9.5 hours. So I believe I think the way up was like five, I think it was like 5 hours up and then like four and a half down or reversed. 28 kilometers. So that, for those of you like me who don't go by the metric system, like all of us, 28 kilometers, 17 miles. So it was 9.5 hours, 17 miles. Over 40,000 steps, and we burned over 7,900 calories, and all we did was eat two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Apparently, that's what I wrote down. And then we got up to the top of this fucking hike, and we had a shot of the Valhalla, which I think Ricky still has. I'm not gonna lie, I think he still has it. I'm gonna have to ask him about that. I'm sure he'll text me after he listens to this and let me know if he still has it. But yeah, this scenery was insane. Like I've never, like I said, it was my first time hiking, so I really didn't really know what to expect. But the only thing that scared me about this hike was that, like, you know, like the ending point to this hike was that if you die, if you fall off of this, it wasn't like, oh, he fell off like you scrape your knee. It was like, yo, like you fall off of this fucking thing, you die, you're dead, you're done, son. Which is obviously like pretty scary, you know what I'm saying? And I tried to look, and I was like, yo, I tried to look before I even went to like psych myself out. And I was like, yo, has anybody ever fucking like fell off of this fucking, oh, I cracked my phone screen. Oh no, that's just the screen protector. These cheap ass screen protectors, I swear, they last like a week and then you already get cracks in them. And I was looking to see like, yo, has anybody ever died off this fucking, you know, the edge of this Pride Rock looking thing? And it was like, yo, like not mad people. I think there was like two people that have like, you know, kicked it. So let's see. Trolltunga is a rock formation situated about 1,100 meters. Can we chill with the fucking metric system? Can you just give it to me? Like, I'm obviously like Googling this shit from like a U.S. whatever. Just give it to me in fucking miles and shit, you know? I gotta convert this. 1,100 meters. Well, meters, I guess, isn't really. Is that metric? 1,100 meters. How if I could type? To feet. 3,608 feet. Let's see what it is in miles. 0.6, so it's not even a mile. I mean, it's 0.6, so it's almost basically a mile. Anyways, 3,600 feet. Is a rock formation situated about 1,100 meters above sea level in blah, 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 Norway. The cliff juts horizontally out of the mountain about 700 meters above the north side of the wherever the fuck. So, like, I'll have to, like, guess you need to look this up right now. Trolltunga, and just go to Google Images, and it looks exactly like Pride Rock, except in Norway. That's not in, like, the fucking, you know, safari or whatever, or the whatever, or whatever the fuck. The Lion King took place in like the Great Plains of Africa. So like the thing is like you fall off of this thing and like you are donezo. Like you, there's no like, you know, like I said, there's no, you scrape your knee. You fall off of this and it's curtains. Just like Mario. And the thing is that like, yo, people would go to the end of this rock. And they for pictures, they would either do, some people were doing like, they would just jump up to like, you know, get like the celebration pose or whatever. Some people would do backflips. I saw people do backflips to get like the upside down picture. And the thing is, I can't do a backflip, but I just know that like if you land wrong on a backflip and you lose your footing, then you're trying to regain your footing, then you're going to take a couple steps, and then you fall off this, you are done. There's people that would sit on the edge. I think Ricky actually did this. That would sit on the edge of this rock and dangle their feet over the edge, take the picture, and then they would get back up. And I might be overreacting, but it's just not for me, okay? I'm not about to put my life on the, I mean, maybe I'll put my life on the line for a picture. But, dude, I'm not even scared of heights, but this is just, I don't know. People that got their fucking pictures, they turned out very good. I'm looking at some of these right now, and they turned out incredible. But I don't know, dude. I just couldn't fucking, I couldn't do that, man. Like, imagine, like, I go hiking on, like, the first time ever and I die. I just fall off the cliff. And the thing is, like, yo, I think that, like, people always say that, like, if you fell off of this cliff, this cliff, 1,100 meters up, you'd probably have a heart attack before you hit the bottom. Imagine you don't. Imagine, like, you just fall the full, like, over half a mile down, and you're just falling. Like, what do you even think about before you even hit the ground? Because you're going to be in the air for a while. And I'm not a physics major, but like I can't do the calculations of how long it would take you to hit the earth. But what do you like? You gotta have at least a couple minutes, I would think. Maybe not a couple minutes, but you would definitely have enough time where it's like, you know, like you have enough time to like think about some stuff. It's not gonna be like fall, bang, you're done, son. Like, you're going to be falling. You're going to be like, yo, like, this sucks. This really fucking sucks. I'm going to die. And then you, fuck it. Trolltunga, Norway, good times. Definitely got to go back there. Yo, Ricky, hit me up and let's fucking plan a trip. Ricky's about to have a kid, actually. So maybe we can, you know, we'll get Ricky. Ricky, come to the show again. Come to the show. And, you know. We'll do a little daddy number two episode, huh? Because this will be Ricky's second kid. So, anyways, like I said, shout out Ricky Scott and come to the show. I'm starting to go off the deep end here. So let's do a little end game here, and then we'll get out of here because we're coming up on time. Let's do top five. What do we got? What do we got for today? Top five Taylor Swift songs. No, I'm kidding. top five fast food restaurants. All right, so I will tell you right now that Taco Bell is not going to be my top five. 100%. So anybody that was, you know, fucking sucking Taco Bell stick, sue me, all right? Unsubscribe. Oh, I'll tell you after this. Anyways, just the top five fast food restaurants. Number five. This is probably, I don't know what's going to make people more mad. The fact that I'm going to put this in my top five, or the fact that Taco Bell will not be in my top five. But I'm putting Arby's at number five. And Arby's gets so much shit and they get so much hate. But I'm sticking with, I don't think Arby's is that bad of a restaurant. And I think it deserves a top five spot. I think Arby's is a dark horse, so shout out Arby's. And I don't even go to Arby's for like the fucking like sandwiches and shit. I go there for literally like their chicken tenders and like their French fries. Arby's French fries, elite. Like Arby's French fries are top five in the game. And if I don't know how that you can honestly debate that they're not Arby's French fries. Arby's French fries are not top five in the game. First of all, they're curly. They're curly and delicious, and whatever like they season them with, it's fire. Let's move on here. Number four, I'm going with McDonald's, and I honestly don't know the last time I even ate McDonald's, but McDonald's is a lot better than a lot. Like, yo, Burger King can go to hell. Actually, is it McDonald's or Wendy's that I'll put in number four spot? See, McDonald's is more like reliable, but like Wendy's has more like versatility. Actually, you know what? I'm swapping it. I'm swapping McDonald's for, I'm going Arby's and then Wendy's, and McDonald's isn't even in my top five. Wendy's has way more range than McDonald's, I think. McDonald's French fries are top three. I mean, they're top five for sure. But anyways, I'm going Wendy's. Cause I can eat a Wendy's burger. I'd be more inclined to eat a Wendy's burger than I would be inclined to eat a McDonald's burger. And McDonald's chicken nuggets are kind of like, compared to Wendy's chicken nuggets, they're kind of disgusting. But Wendy's fries, they fucked those up years ago and they never got it right. So that's the, I'm dinging points for that, but I'll give Wendy's the number four spot. What else we got? So number three, I'm going to go Raising Cane's. And I've only had Raising Cane's when I moved out here, obviously. So this is, if I never moved out west, then this would probably never even be in my top. So Raising Cane's, yo, their fries are like, some people said their fries are bland, but like I fuck with their fries, and then like the cane sauce, and then their chicken is just fucking nuts, dude. Like, and that's all I have too, which is like fire. They don't fuck with the burgers, nothing like that. But I'm going Raising Cane's, is good any day of the week. Number two, I'm going Zaxby's. I haven't had Zaxby's for actually no. I had Zaxby's when I was in South Carolina last year. Zaxby's is more of like a, it's like an East Coast thing, but like from like Virginia and below, I believe, because there's no Zaxby's in Maryland. So, dude, the Zax sauce, let's go. Yo, Zaxby's and like Raising Cane's are just like right there. Like that's why they're 3-2. But I think I've had Zaxby's more than I've had Raising Cane's, so that's probably why I'm ranking Zaxby's number two. And then number one. Let's say it with me now. Say it with me. What's number one? One, two, three. Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is elite, and I don't think anybody can ever. If anybody has anything over Chick-fil-A, I want to know like what fast food restaurant you're putting over Chick-fil-A, because I want to have a conversation. Because even in my top five, the other four, in no universe will they ever be over Chick-fil-A. I'm dick riding Chick-fil-A hard right now, but that's how I feel. So I'm going Chick-fil-A number one. Definitely spicy chicken sandwich, all the way. Waffle fries. Yo, those waffle fries, they might be number one in the game, honestly. I don't know. We'll have to do a French fry bracket, you know, one of these episodes. We'll do a French fry bracket, and then we'll break it down. But anyways, the thing I wanted to say before I started this, by the way, my top five was Arby's. At number five, four McDonald's, four Wendy's, three Raising Cane's, two Zaxby's, one Chick-fil-A. I got shirts now, so Unscripted. We got a little merchandise over here at Unscripted Studios, which is not a real thing. But no, I got some shirts. And if you follow the Unscripted Instagram, then you've already seen it. I threw in one of the shirts and I did a little modeling for it, you know. So. Friends of the show already got some free merch. So anybody else who, if you happen to want a shirt, I'm not setting up like a whole fucking like whatever, but if you want a fucking shirt and you think it's cool, yo, let me know and I'll send you a shirt for a price. So I got shirts now. It says Unscripted Sucks, and then it's got the golden microphone under it, and it's a white t-shirt. So if you want a shirt, let me know, you know, fucking text me, DM me, like whatever. Other than that,
oh yes, daddy.
That was for Steve, by the way. But, anyways, that's it for this week's episode. I got to call Kim back because before she falls asleep at the wheel, it's my fault somehow. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to call Kim. That's it for this week's episode. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review, preferably 5 stars or fuck off. And you can follow me on social media at Dante_410. That's Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow the Unscripted Instagram account at Unscripted Official. Make sure you follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/DanteTragesser, and follow me on TikTok at DanteTragesser. And that's it. Peace and love, and I'll catch you next week with another new episode.